Welcome back to Hour Number 2, with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, Southern California, and we're here on Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA, and you're listening to Radio Outdoor Expeditions with the whole crew. I've got Ron from Owner Hooks. I got Tony from Bidon. I got Captain Larry Moore, and I've got Robert from Phoenix Bait Company, and I'm Sergio, and we have some guests. We've got Jeff from Mono, and we have Adina, and is that Mono?
It's not the disease. It's Mono.
I've had the disease. Okay, Mono. Mono. You know, in Spanish, Mono means monkey. See? And okay, who was that?
That was
none other than Whitney from Mammoth Lakes with Adina in the house. Very good. Yeah, go ahead and just throw me off. Okay, Jeff, why don't you go ahead really quick
just
and finish up.
Just having girls in here is throwing you off.
I love it. So give us the last part about fishing off the shore, and then we'll go to Greg from On Target.
Yeah, if you're still fishing off the shore in Mammoth Lakes, if you're trout fishing, use light tackle, 2 to 4 pound test, the smallest hooks you can possibly find. Power bait, worms work fine, but you know when you're still fishing, those fish are coming up and they're inspecting that bait. So if you have anything, any kind of thick line, they're going to see that, they're not going to bite it. So use light tackle. It's the number one recommendation for fishing the Eastern Sierra.
And take whatever bait you use, and we dip it in Bidon, right?
That's right. And don't forget to come to our Mammoth Lake Seminar at the Fred Hall Show starting at 11 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6.
Perfect. Three times. All right. Let's go to Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys. Sounds like it's a wild, crazy group down there.
Oh, you know, they're like...
We are wild and crazy, that's for sure.
And Winnie just throws me off consistently, and I was like, oh, okay, and I start stuttering. So what's going on?
Well, you know, today not only do you get a chance to go to the Fred Hall Show, which I was there, and it was a great show where we were running around all over. I saw most everybody in that room there, so and saw Captain Rick's booth down there, and there was a line of people to sign up for his fishing trips this year that was probably 30 deep. So whatever he's doing, you know, carbon copy it because it's a success. Today is our big ammo sale. We start at 9 a.m. this morning, so there's time for you to stop by here and then head off to the show. We're going to have virtually all kinds of ammo on sale. We even have some 22 ammo that's here. Limited quantities, limited sales to each person. So bring a wife or a friend or whatever. They can legally buy ammo.
I won't say the way Ronnie said it. Never bring your wife, girlfriend,
bring them both.
You know, that's not me.
But anyway, we're having a great ammo sale. We're trying to have about 3 a year right now. One of the things that's happening is, of course, with this thing with Russia and the sanctions and the garbage that's going on,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the ammunition, the Tula and the Wolf and some other ammunition that we import from Russia is now gone dry. Apparently, they're going to stop it. That's going to directly affect. So I have not raised the prices on that ammo. I still have it on sale. I've posted it, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when we run out, we run out. So there's a lot of guys that shoot that ammo, and it's going to become very scarce for a while. It happened in 2008. It's going to happen again this year.
So what's your phone number and website?
All right, www.ontargetrange.com. It's 949-348-0352. We're down here in South Orange County. Right off of 5 and Avery, we open our doors for the ammo sale at 9. One of the things that if people want to ask questions about guns and so forth as part of the show going forward and everything else, I opened up you can send questions at ontargetrange.com. Just send an email there. I check that email, and I'll try to answer those. Some of the questions are so detailed. It takes research, takes some other resources that I won't have available if somebody wanted to ask me a question on the radio or something. But if people want to ask those kind of obscure questions about maybe a firearm they have, grandpa gave me a gun,
mm-hmm.
something like that, I'd be happy to address those and work those and get people back the answers. And that allows them. I mean, we get a call probably every other day, every 3 days, we get a call about, I have this gun. What can you tell me about it? And one of my favorite shows is the Pawn Stars, because they always walk in the door with one obscure old firearm.
Yeah.
And I always watch that part. The rest of it I could care less, but I watch that part just because I record them and then I buzz through them until I find that part.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question. This one's personal, but I think it'll help your listeners
you
as well.
You got a gun?
I have a gun. Yes, I have about 200.
So we've been talking with Ron and with Larry, and I'm going to extend the invitation to Tony and to Robert. We were talking one night. We had all gotten together for dinner with the wives, and the girls go, "Well, why don't you take us shooting?" And so it was the first time I realized my wife wanted to go and shoot a gun. And so we talked to the girls. They want to come with us. They're going to be first timers. Okay. So I would imagine they would have to take some type of a course or something before they get to shoot, right?
Well, it yes and no.
Okay.
We would put on a special class for that group, because we'll have to untrain them from the bad habits you guys have taught them.
Oh, no. My wife's never had a gun in her hand.
Don't worry. There's some bad habits that you've taught her, just being around. And I would have one of my female instructors, Stacy or Allison, Valerie, to work with them directly so that they're comfortable in the way they communicate, so they can get comfortable in how to shoot. We start them out with a very low caliber, 22 caliber pistol, so that it's easy on them, they're easy to control, and there's not a lot of really, really loud noise. And it's the best way to go. And we do that all the time. And we have groups, we have birthday parties, we have all of those things here. And that group that you're talking about would be fun, and be a lot of pictures taken on that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just the crew here at the show, we wanted to take our wives. You guys should come down. We're going to probably do it on a Sunday. In fact, you know what? I'll even announce it on the show. I was hoping to do it next, obviously not this Sunday because we're all at the Fred Hall show. Next Sunday, I've got to give a seminar, and then I've got to, believe it or not, give a certificate for the IGFA small fry. Mikey. He's been on the show before. Mike Sanford.
Right, I remember him.
Okay, and he's actually getting the official presentation. Of the IGFA, and they're giving me the honor to present it to him at Balboa Angling Club. So that's really cool. So that's next Sunday. So probably the Sunday after that. That would be what, the 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
23rd. Yeah.
Maybe we'll make it a point. We'll go. We'll do some lunch with the girls and get in there and get them taught correctly, and we'll go. Okay.
You betcha.
Okay. I also need more envelopes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Got the printer turning those things out already. So.
Perfect. So one more time: address, phone number, and website.
Address 27692 Camino Capistrano here in Laguna Niguel, right off at 5 and Avery, and it's 949-348-0352. www.ontargetrange.com or ontargetesales.com for our online. Sales of all firearms, ammunition, and everything else. Just not the sale ammunition we're having today.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Greg. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
You bet, you guys.
All right, take care. All right, our friend. Can we go to Danny Jackson? I'm all the lines are just jammed again. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Sergio and the A-team this morning. How's everybody?
Pretty good. I'm trying to figure out.
Danny Jackson.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Whitney.
That's it. We're doing great, Danny Jackson.
Well, good, Whitney. How are you?
I know, long time no talk, right?
Oh, yes, I know.
This is my Danny Jackson.
Well, I've got to see you there at the Fred Hall show today. I've missed you there, but I saw John Erdy a couple of days ago. It was nice to talk and reminisce, and, of course, we're hoping to do the Trout Opener, you know, for television again this year. So
right.
Talking with you about that. But, yeah, it's really good. The Fred Hall show is here, and 10 a.m. this morning we'll kick it off again. So it's just a big time. Sergio, I was just kind of listing some of the things coming up on Angler Chronicles Television in April. And, you know, we've got a lineup here. Cedrus Island, just for one thing. A lot of these Owner Hooks fishing school trips, we have at least two San Clemente Island trips.
Mm-hmm.
We got Fishing the Wall with calicos and the big langostas and the lobsters. I think I'll call that one Big Bass and Bugs.
I like that.
That's going to be an outstanding episode. Mammoth Lakes, hopefully. Queen Charlotte Safaris, British Columbia, Surf Fishing, Irvine Lake, and a lot of other places. You know, it's going to be an exciting year on Angler Chronicles Television. Now, tomorrow, 9:30 tomorrow morning, we have a rerun of a Ronnie Kovacs Fishing Ventures from Kachuma Lake, Kachuma Country, it's called, of course, with Ronnie, and with Robert Schneider, lots of largemouth bass. So, and our show, you know, Angler Chronicles will be all high definition. You know, that's going to be new, and we're looking forward to that. So just wanted everybody to know that, 9:30 tomorrow morning. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody today again at the Fred Hall. I'm looking forward to Tony's seminar, too, at 11 o'clock on the Eastern High Sierra Trout Fishing.
Perfect.
Bite on seminar. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, so like Danny said, I mean, it's a new show. We're going to try to keep as best as we possibly can the legacy going for Ronnie with more improvements. We're going full high def. We have the – should I tell him about your toy?
Tell him.
Oh, your tool.
I positioned right in front of the mic. I was going to make sure you didn't pass that up.
Right. So it's we actually film with drones now, and it gives it a complete new perspective. So we're adding not only some underwater shots like we've done in the past, but now we have drone shots, and they're just really unbelievable. And we're all fired up. And like I say, and I'll say it on the air here, I got my new sheriff in town, and the new sheriff in town is Mr. Danny Jackson.
Well, so, I'm very excited about it, Sergio. I really am. I mean, we're moving forward. It's just it's very exciting. And one quick thing more, your listeners have to go to anglerchronicles.com. What an outstanding website you guys have put together. And
oh, good.
I'm just proud and happy to be a part of it, Sergio.
Oh, and I want to give you an entire segment there. I'm going to have you probably give you a segment where you just go and you can have your own message and put it out there. Write. I know you love to write. So
yes, I do. Yeah.
Hey, Danny, this is Ron. We need to get together so you can post some video on the gallery.
Yes. Oh, I was just looking at that. We'll do that. That'll be first off. You bet.
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing like we did on Ronnie's page. We're going to have everything archived on the side, but this week on will be always there, and we'll put as soon as you know, we'll post it up.
Okay, you bet. We'll do that.
All
okay,
right.
Whitney and everybody, we'll see you today in Long Beach.
You got
all
it.
Right, sounds good, sir.
Okay, guys.
We'll see you later.
And gals. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Do we have time? Can I take Pat Kilroy? Okay. Pat and Eric, please stand by. How much time do we got? Oh, gosh, there's the music. Okay, so we've got to go to break. Stand by. I'll come back with Pat and with Eric from the SWBA in Lake Elsinore. This time just flies. You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll be back with Whitney and Edina and Jeff and the crew. I need more coffee. I'll be right back.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, boat fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego, off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Southern California, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And let's go to Lake Elsinore and talk to our good friend, Mr. Pat Kilroy. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Sergio, and good morning to the rest of the Knights of the Fred Hall Show roundtable you got there.
I'm telling you, I think if I got 2 hours sleep last night, I got lucky. So it's going to be a doozy today.
Yeah, and the city of Lake Elsinore is also at the Fred Hall Show. We're in booth number 1507, and we have all kinds of giveaways going, including free lake use passes every hour.
Mm-hmm.
We invite everyone to come by the booth, talk about the crappie that are starting to show in the lake. As you know, Sergio, the Lake Elsinore crappie just get to slab-sized, and that's because we're almost overrun with threadfin shad minnows, bait fish that they chow down on. But the bait fish typically, you know, hang out in open waters, and the crappie are right out in the open waters, you know, with them. But, you know, this time of year, they're moving a little bit to shallow waters to get ready for spawning in the spring. So we have good reports of them being caught at the mouth of channels and off of points.
So it's time to go see William.
It is. Yeah, talk to Williams at Williams Bait and Tackle. He can give you the information, or other information you can get at the city's website at www.lake-elsinore.org.
Mm-hmm. And we need to reiterate that the Dream Extreme is coming up May, was it 2nd, 3rd, and 4th?
Yeah, the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino is expected to... host that Dream Extreme fishing tournament, and so we'll look for the official announcement from them.
Right. I actually got a little call yesterday, and it's we're honoring Ronnie on that one. Okay, so that's always nice, dear to our heart, and it's great. Pat, so all good at the lake?
All good at the lake, and been beautiful weather.
You can't beat that, huh?
No, you certainly cannot.
Okay, so what's the best way to get there? And more info as far as website, and let's get some numbers if you've got them.
Sure. You know, we're just off the 15 freeway, off of Highway 74. The La Laguna Resort is an excellent place to boat camp and fish. They have fishing docks, so it's great. You can fish all night long there. Talk to the people at La Laguna Resort. And again, go to the city's website at www.lake-elsinore.org.
Perfect.
Yeah, and don't forget to visit Williams Bait and Tackle. It's going to be right there on La Lagoon. He's got an incredible facility, an awesome tackle store. He's really excited about the grand opening, and we look forward to seeing him there.
It's a great place to visit, folks. Okay.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Thanks, Pat. We'll see you probably at the show.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you. I'll be there Sunday.
Perfect. We'll see you Sunday.
Okay. See you then.
All right. Let's shift gears and go to Eric Bent from the SW. I'm losing my voice. Eric, jump in, brother.
Sergio, how you been?
Oh, I've been talking so much for the last 3 days. And even though I love to talk, I don't talk usually that much, and it's taking a toll.
Hey, that bat opener sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like good stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Eric, you're going to give us a hand next week with the kids, inner city kids. I want you to get involved with the Dream Extreme. It's at Lake Elsinore tournament. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. We'll definitely be there for that as well.
And I think it's good shift for a lot of your tournament guys to come out. And there's no quarantine on the boats. I found that out. So it's perfect. Just put it on the lake and let's go catch some fish. I mean, you were there last year, Robert. You got crappie, catfish, and bass. Get money.
Yeah, and we got a, well, yeah, I don't know.
Come on, you were there last year.
I got tongue tied. I was thinking about the white roof.
You got a loss for words.
Well, you know that part there where you had earlier said that you had been talking too much and you know you didn't like to. And,
oh, I know.
And then you know you got your partner over there going thing behind you. But, you know, so I was trying to you know.
Give the information to Eric, will you?
Hey, you know, like Sergio said, there's no quarantine on the boat. That's great. No muscle inspection. It's early May. The fishing should be great. The fish should be shallow. Should be hopefully we'll get a little more rain, get some fish up into the sticks. It should be good spinnerbait fishing then. And you know, you can put just about any boat on there. You gotta pay a little bit of attention. You know, like any place, you know, watch out for rocks and sticks or whatever there's there. You know, just like you would at any lake. And you know, here's the thing: they still have water. You know,
right.
And that's a concern, let's be honest. You know, we're having a bit of a drought, but that place has still got water, and it's going to have water, and that ramp is really long, so you're going to be able to launch for a long time.
Now, and Eric, watch this. So I'm not going to fish it, okay, but I'm going to be on a boat with, I think, a T-shirt cannon, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to come around and start shooting T-shirts at boats, and we're going to be filming it all at the same time, Eric.
Shoot one my way, yeah?
Well, yeah. I may even get on your boat and go with you. So let's get back to business. What's going on at the SWBA?
Well, we've got the Abu Garcia San Diego Slam Spotted Bay Bass event April 5th, and we'll have the captain's meeting for that on the 2nd at Save on Tackle, which is a Wednesday night. So that Wednesday before, Todd from Taco Surf will come down and cook up a bunch of tacos. So any of the public is interested in fishing some spotties and talking about San Diego spotties or anything in general, come on down to Save on Tackle on April 2nd. That's a Wednesday around 7 o'clock. We'll feed you. We'll talk fishing. And then that following Saturday, we'll have our tournament down there. It'll probably be a big field. Those events are really well attended down in San Diego, and Dana Landing is really gracious hosting us. So any information you want on that, you can always find us on Facebook, saltwaterbassanglers.com, and all the usual social medias. We're just stoked. Spring's in the air.
Set
your clocks back. What is it, tonight we set them back, I think?
Yes, tonight. So yeah, we actually lose an hour of sleep.
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that.
Right. Just what you needed.
Right. And it always happens around the Fred Hall show, Eric. I mean, it's like, really, guys? Yeah. So now, are you, I know you've been at the Fred Hall show. I know you stopped with our friends over with Shay and...
kicking around.
Yeah, just kick it around. Make sure you come by the Cedrus Adventures booth and our booth, Angler Chronicles, and, you know, kick it with us a little bit and stop by at the Mammoth Lakes booth.
They come by the Phoenix booth. I want to show you that new spinnerbait, man.
Hey, all Eric.
Right, that's good stuff. Yo.
Eric, if you ask a good question about Mammoth Lake, you'd be in the running for 2 possible round-trip tickets to Mammoth Lakes from LAX to Mammoth on Alaska Airlines.
Ooh.
Ask me something about Mammoth Lakes, and I'll put you in the game.
When is it scheduled to closing day? How much time do they have to come up to Mammoth Lakes?
All right, come on, somebody.
Yeah. Season's last Saturday of April, so April 26th to November 15th. Always ends on November 15th, but you can fish year-round in the area.
Okay. That's not a good question, but that's all that I could come up with.
I caught you off guard.
Thanks a lot.
You weren't going to be eligible anyway.
That was pretty weak, I got to admit. But,
yeah, but you're not eligible anyway.
good. We'll see. That's why, because my questions aren't even good enough. So that's a great place. I haven't been up there in a couple of years. I need to get my tail up there.
Oh, dude, it's so beautiful. It's just the perfect place to go fish and just be. It's nice. And you know what? People always forget one thing. One of the things I love the best, and Robert will feel with me here.
Food.
Unbelievable restaurants with unbelievable wine lists. Okay, and I mean I'm a stickler about. I love a very good red wine, and every place I've been there. They have very, very, very good wine lists, and that's important to me. You know, because I mean, you can
see. We're in a remote mountain town. We're going to drink.
Atta girl. Did you hear that, Eric?
Uh-oh.
You can see a lot of that, too, Sergio, on visitmammoth.com.
I was just on the website. It's
beautiful.
Great stuff. So let me
guys,
just.
We're looking forward to seeing you down there at Miles Square Park. That's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be great. James is coming down. Susan will bring the tent, weigh up some fish for the kids. Always be there to support the cause, and thanks for letting us be a part of it. Should be a lot of fun, and get out there and fish. Spring's in the air. Water's warm, man. They got up to 162 the other day.
Nice.
163 I saw. So. You guys have a great show, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, let me just remind our listeners then on April 2nd, everybody should be at Save on Tackle at Santa Fe Springs at 7 p.m. It's a Wednesday where they have their captain's meeting. Our friends from Taco Surf will be there, and they have, you know, great tacos, and the cart's insane. It's fantastic, and it's our good friend Todd. So be there, learn something, learn about the SWBA. And maybe you want to fish it too. And then on April 5th, big shootout down in San Diego. So, we'll talk to you next week for sure. And we'll talk a little bit about the Inner City Kids event that we'll have next week. Okay, Eric?
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for having me. You guys have a great show and a good day.
Just thanks, Eric. Talk to you next week. All righty. All right, we better take some of these guys have been waiting. Can I take Ty from Encinitas? Good morning, Ty.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. This morning I woke up and I was dreaming about the Fred Hall show.
Uh-huh.
So I'm walking around in the show and I saw something in my dream that I had to come out to the garage and build. I've been working in the garage. I'm building something that I want to try and make for the tournament next week.
Well, okay. Are you going to let us in or is it like a patent pending type thing?
No, you know what? What I will do today, I'm working with Robert Schneider there from Phoenix Bates, and we're going to, I'm going to help him out. My son and I are going to help him out on a seminar today, and I'm going to share some of the things that I've learned about the weedless bait, and I am going to share some things I've never shared before, just things I've learned on my own, and I'm going to do that, and Robert's going to talk quite a bit about weedless fishing in general, and a lot of people don't know, maybe. Think about a spinnerbait in the kelp. That's a pretty weedless bait itself.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert and I spent quite a bit of time developing some of his new kelp spinnerbait, excuse me. And as far as I know, Robert's the first guy to develop spinnerbaits that he's had about how many different blades for him, Robert? 6-7 different blades on him?
I got more blades in the shop than I know what to do with. But, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out the right blade for that they'd spin. One of the things we learned, you know, early on, with that, if you don't put at least a number 4 willow on there, it won't spin right.
Okay. Well, we worked on the blades, and from what I've seen, he's gone ahead and come out with a dang good variety of blades, and I look forward to seeing some of them myself. And
all right.
We're going to get out there and fish some spinnerbaits, some weedless ourselves tomorrow. It's the next best thing to the Fred Hall. But I've been going to the Fred Hall show since I was probably 15 years old, and I'm taking my son today, and we look forward to seeing you guys there.
All right, cool, Ty. Stay on the line. We'll get your information. We'll get something out to you. When you hear the music, you know it's time to go refresh that coffee cup, and I need it. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, on Radio Outdoor Expeditions, and we'll be right back. When you hear the music.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. Three-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine-shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to four hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Hello, Southern California anglers. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here to tell you about some of the great fishing products that are produced right here in Southern California at the Phoenix Tackle Company. For over 25 years, the Phoenix Tackle Company has been handcrafting custom quality freshwater and saltwater jigs, lures, spinnerbaits, and sinkers. So, if you like catching saltwater fish, be it spotted bay bass, sand bass, calicos, lingcod, or albacore, or yellowtail, or even maybe a white sea bass, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their shad heads, spinnerbaits, football jigs, sinkers, and even shad heads with weed guard. If you like catching freshwater fish, be it largemouth or smallmouth bass, stripers, bluegill, trout, or catfish, again, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their football jigs, casting jigs, flipping jigs, spinner baits, finesse sliding sinkers, drop shot weights, and more. You can find all these and other custom quality Phoenix Tackle Company products at your local tackle stores. For more information or to order direct, you can find them at www.phoenixbaits.com. That's www.phoenixbaits.com or call them at 951-296-0912.
This weekend on Conversations with Joe Morgan, we've got the one and only Charlie Sheen and former NFL defensive end turned actor Fred Dreyer on Sports USA.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Welcome back, Southern California, to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA on Radio Outdoor Expeditions. And, you know, we need to get clear some of these lines. They're all full. Remember, if you ask a very good question about Mammoth Lakes, you're in the running for one of two tickets. Round-trip airfare from LAX to Mammoth Lakes, courtesy of Whitney and Adina.
Mammoth Lakes Tourism. Well, I know, visit mammoth.com.
But you brought them in. I mean, you know.
Call in, honey.
There you go.
My boss is going to fire me.
All right. Let's go to Dave from Riverside. He's on the line there. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I already asked my question a little earlier, Sergio. I'm just waiting to get my prize.
Oh, okay. So he's on the line. Okay. So let's keep you online, Dave, and we'll get your information. Let's go to George in Lake Forest. Good morning, George. Okay. It's that kind of morning.
George, your voice has changed.
Yeah. So let's go to Brian in Westminster. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Success.
Got a question. You know, in between fishing, I heard there's a lot of activities, say like there's festivals and that kind of thing. Where would I find out what events are going on up in the Mammoth Lakes area?
Definitely check out our website, visitmammoth.com. We've got a full list of events, and we do have some really awesome musical or summer music festivals. And if you like drinking beer, I would definitely check out the Bluesapalooza.
Oh, okay, wait. So you can't just say that. Now you got to give us a little more information. You know, we're fishermen, we're hunters, and we, you know, beer just goes along with all stuff. So, Brian, would you agree? Beer goes.
Oh, absolutely.
So, give us a little more information on this Beerapalooza. What actually is it? Okay, so.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, tell me what it is.
Come on.
Lots of beer and blues. If you
three
like,
days of it.
Yeah, 3 days.
72
Mammoth Brewing
beer
Company,
vendors.
Yeah, puts it on. I mean, it's a really great event. I mean, just tons of beer.
Yeah,
first week of August.
Yeah, first week of August. They also set it up in the woods. So it's an awesome setting. You're kind of walking through the trees, drinking beer, listening to music.
Okay, so.
You may spend the night in the woods.
And you run naked through the woods.
Exactly. It's a perfect event. But that event is very popular. So if you're interested, make sure you go online and get tickets now. That thing sells out every year. So,
there you go, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. So he's in the running. I like that. That was a good one. Okay. Can we go to Dennis in Norwalk?
Yes. Good morning, Sergio.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. I have a question either for Dina or Whitney.
Okay.
Okay. My wife and I, we've been married now for over 40-some years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been putting up with me about fishing, all right? Somehow I convinced her to go fishing. Now, if I did go up to Mammoth Lakes, what can a wife do while her husband is fishing? I know you just mentioned about the different things, the restaurants, and,
mm-hmm.
Well, my wife likes to shop in stores and stuff.
I missed that. I'm sorry. She
likes
to what?
The outdoors.
No,
the stores.
Oh, the stores. Okay.
Shopping. Like, I know there's not a Macy's there. I know there's.
No, there's not a Macy's there.
I know.
But we do have the Mammoth Luxury Outlet Malls, that the outlet mall that has quite a few different stores in there, as well as the Village at Mammoth. So we have quite a few options that we used to not have.
Right. And the outlets, I mean, that's
a
discount.
Back.
I mean, that's great, right?
Yeah, we've got Coach and Bass and
yeah. So in other words,
Ralph Lauren.
In other words, Dennis, you can come up, you can go fish in one of the lakes up there, and then you can leave, you know, your wife can go and go shopping.
And we have spas galore.
Spas galore. And mm-hmm. then if you're a good husband, like I know you are, you've been married for, 40-plus years, so you take her out to a nice dinner. We recommend, one or two nice restaurants. Okay, what
Petra's, would you? And I'd probably go to Lakefront Restaurant, which is on Twin Lakes up there in Mammoth Lakes. That's kind of the quintessential.
I have another quick question.
Uh-huh.
Since I like to fish a lot, you do have people that can, somebody to show you exact spots to go and stuff.
You mean like a guide?
A guide, yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'd reach out to Troutfitter, Rick's, or Kittredge.
There you go.
Troutfitter.
So I'm sure you'll find all that information on the website. And if not, I mean, who's the one? I'm trying to think. There's somebody else that you guys use over there that knows these lakes pretty well. No? Okay, you know what?
Wait, all of our guys know the lakes really
well.
What do
you
mean?
Yeah. You know, if anything,
Troutfitter, Rex, Kittredge, who else?
Yeah, Dennis, I recognize this voice.
Okay.
You can always give us a call, and I guarantee you, Eddie and Ron go up there every year for the opener. They can hook you up. Okay? So they got all the info. They got the 411 and all that stuff. Okay? I mean, you guys go ahead and go fishing. Okay, and I'll wait for you at a nice, very cozy breakfast place. The food.
Get a lot of breakfast around here.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. The breakfast, actually, all the food is fantastic up there. I don't know if it's the fresh air or what, but everything's just, it's like when you go in the ocean, you know, Larry? You go in the ocean, everything seems to taste better. You know, you have these burgers, and you go, I've never had a burger so good. I think it's the salt air. Same thing happens up in Mammoth. You know, everything just tastes great, and it's nice to drink up there. Like, I'm telling you, the wine... Well, I'm vineyards, so I know. Yeah, I can't say this too loud, but I just did. Okay, but but anyway, so I'm not a big drinker. Okay, but I like to, you know, find wines. And one of the biggest problems that I have, you know, we go to dinner with the girls a lot of times, and I'm having a Diet Coke because I'm like, the wine is like, really, you know, and I'm like, I'm not a drinker, but I love good stuff. And I've been very happily impressed with the wine list.
Side Door is a good place to go.
On there, because where's that?
Side Door. Yeah, it's next to Gomez's in the Village. Side Door has really awesome wine.
Okay. In fact, when we were there with Danny and we filmed, I think that's where I met you guys, I think we stayed at, was it the Rafters or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Rafters has a really large selection of wine, too.
That's where we were, and I was pleasantly surprised the first night. You know, I said, Danny, come on, I'll treat you to dinner. So we were sitting and having dinner there, and I go, let me look at the wine list, and they had wines from Argentina. Mm. Now, I'm Argentine. That's where my grapes are, and so I was like, oh. And they actually had good ones, not just, you know, any. So that very, very happily impressed. So there you go. We were talking to Dennis. That's what you do. So Dennis, just, you can go fishing and then take the wife, let her go shopping, and then you can take her a nice romantic dinner on the lake, get some good wine. And after 40 plus years, I know you know the rest. All right. So let's go to, I got George from Lake Forest. Is George back? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What's going on?
Not much. Just got a question for the Lake Mammoth people here.
Go ahead.
How many lakes are there in the Mammoth Basin, and what kind of fish can I possibly hope to catch?
Well, there's Twin Lakes of the Lakes Basin. You have Mary, Mammy, George, and then Horseshoe at the very top. Traditionally, just rainbows, browns, and then there are some brook trout, actually, in Mary and in Mammy, I believe.
What about some Sacramento perch up there? I've actually run into that species.
Yeah. There's Sacramento perch in Crowley Lake and also in Bridgeport Reservoir. Just this past summer, a guy caught a 4-pound, 8-ounce Sacramento perch. If you know the state records, 4 pounds, 10 ounces. The guy caught the fish, took a picture of it, weighed it, threw it back in the water, had no idea he was even close to the record. So he didn't even get that thing on a certified scale, and I wish he did. But there's a state record in one of those waters. It's just a matter of time before they're going to pull one out.
Great. Thanks for the info.
All right, George, just stay on the line. We'll get all your info and select a prize either from Phoenix, Bidon, or Owner. And you're in the running for one of the tickets. All right, George?
Great, thanks.
All right, perfect. One more. Let's talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Sergio, it's Mike and Scotty.
Hey, okay. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, man. How are you?
All right, so let me explain who you are. This is Mike Lane and Scott Pethel, okay? Unbelievable tournament fishermen, especially in salt water. There are a force to be reckoned with. So you're also at the show. I've seen you coming and going, mostly at the Bass Knuckle booth, but you're doing your rounds, correct?
Yeah, we made a few rounds this last couple days, and unfortunately we're not able to be there this weekend. We're actually on our way right now to San Diego to do a little free fishing for the upcoming SBS tournament that's next week.
Okay, and you guys will be participating in the SWBA tournament?
We will be, yes, the one in Mission Bay, actually. I believe
it's April 5th.
Yeah, it's April 5th. Yeah, we're fishing. We're staying the whole weekend, so tomorrow's offshore, Sunday's inshore.
Perfect. Now, are you guys going to be at the captain's meeting on April 2nd at Save On?
Hopefully.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to try to make it out there.
Okay, because you know, I'm going to shoot out an invitation to our listeners. If you want to meet Mike and Scott, they're unbelievable fishermen, very approachable, willing to help the average angler, okay? Good wealth of information. Come out to Save on Tackle on April 2nd. And if not, make the trek like I'm going to do down to, was it Dana Wharf? I think they're going to be for the weigh-in on April 5th, correct?
That's correct, correct.
Yeah, and come out. And it's great because we have food out there. I mean, they do a little cookout. We have tacos, and everybody just hangs out, and it's a good thing. Also want to let our listeners know that we are planning to do a future video where we're going to go and fish with Mike and Scott, and he let you guys put on a clinic. Okay? All right, brothers.
Well, all right, guys.
Have a great weekend. Good luck on the upcoming tournaments. I'm surely going to see you soon. And I got to take a break. And Mike and Scotty, my best, my brothers.
Thank you, bud. We'll see you soon.
All right. You're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back. All I could taste is this moment. All I can breathe is your life. Sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world. Angels Radio.
AM 830. Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle-sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant, positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner Cutting Point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and for many years now, I've been speaking to you directly about the Fred Hall Shows, the ultimate outdoor experience. My father started these shows in 1946, and we've held one every year since. This year's first show is March 5th to the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I love these shows, not just because my family name is on them, but because I've seen generations of Californians, my own children and grandchildren included, grow up loving these events with me. I get very excited this time of year as the shows approach. They are so important to the fishing, boating, and outdoor recreation communities. Every year, the shows are different. Every year I think they get better, but this year is especially interesting. We sold out of exhibit space at the Long Beach show earlier than any other time in history. This show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, travel, camping, hunting, diving, and off-road items. Over 400 exceptional seminars and panel discussions, and more boats than ever before. Don't miss 2014's exceptional Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 5th to the 9th. Check out the details at fredhall.com. I'll see you at the show.
What will the Angels do in 2014? Will the Ducks be playing for Lord Stanley's Cup? Roger Lodge will keep you in the know weekday afternoons right here on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Southern California, and this is the last segment on Radio Outdoor Expeditions, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and I wanted to wrap this up. Whitney, let's get at it. All right, you want to talk to a little bit more about Mammoth Lakes?
Yeah, just come by and see us today at the Fred Hall Show. We are a show sponsor, so you'll see our signatures everywhere. But the most important part is we have a panel daily at 5 p.m. where we've got our local experts there for your Q&A.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. And then stopping in our booth because we do have an $1,800 package that we're giving away. 4 days, 3 nights in Mammoth Lakes, which includes flights on Alaska Airlines and lodging at Sunstone Condos, courtesy of Mammoth Vacations. Is that right?
Yeah, Mammoth Mountain Vacations.
Mammoth Mountain Vacations. And then we've got lots of freebies.
Absolutely.
Line cutter stickers.
Yeah, so come
smiles.
By. Come by the Fred Hall Show.
Jeff
I think
is
you said,
open for hugs.
Pretty girls.
There you go. There you go. And I think you said booth 111 or 112. Yeah, 111. Right there. Right
yep,
next to
we're
Bidon.
We're in the Eastern Sierra Row where we're represented from Topaz all the way down to Mount Whitney. So
perfect.
It's your
perfect.
Eastern Sierra expert.
Jeff, you want to add anything?
Yeah, you know, every time I come to any type of fishing show, I get a daily question on where can you find the golden trout in the Eastern Sierras? It's the elusive golden trout that everyone's after. And if you've ever tried to search for it, you get all this misinformation and you're hiking, you know, to these lakes 10,000 feet and above, and then you start fishing and you're only catching brook because you got misinformation. So what I recommend for anyone out there that's looking for golden trout, go to the DFW website. They list every – there's a PDF you can download there. They list every single backcountry lake and what fish species are in that lake. So you'll be able to identify what species you're going after if you're hiking in. You'll be able to find those golden trout beforehand.
You can find that on your website,
one more
right?
time. DWF?
Yeah, the Department of Fishing Game and Department of Fish and Wildlife, excuse me. They have it on their website. We also have it hyperlinked on our fishing page on our website, and that's monocounty.org. Yeah.
Not mono, mono.
Mono.
Like monkey in Spanish. Mono. Okay, Robert, you got something going over at the Fred Hall Show. What do you got going?
Yeah, I've got a seminar today at 3 p.m., and then we got a seminar tomorrow at 3 p.m. as well. And we've got our booth there at 848.
Uh-huh.
And
same row as our booth.
Same row as our booth. At our booth? Yeah, at our booth. And we got the flyers there, too, for the owner's fishing schools.
Perfect.
And I'll be passing those out at the seminars as well.
Awesome. And then, Tony, you got something going there in row 100?
Yeah, we're right next to the Mammoth Fishing and Mammoth Outdoors area, right where all the big trout are, and Highway 395 right there on the first 100 aisle. We are also giving away some goodies if you come by and tell us that you heard us on the radio this morning. Mention AM 830, as well as our seminars at 11 and 6:15 following on the Mammoth stage.
Okay. And, Ron, where are we?
We are at... the owner booth is at 1823. Come by and see us there. Bobby, Kenny, John, Kat, and Viet. Come by the Angler Chronicle booth.
There you go. The Angler Chronicle booth is in the same row as Robert. So we're in the 800 line. We got most of our sponsors are right there. Hold on. We've got Bass Knuckles is on that row. We got Typhoons on that row. We got Cedrus Adventures on that road. You're on that road, Robert. And then our friends from Owner it's not the 800 because we're in the 800.
It's 1823.
1823. So make sure you go see our friends Bobby and Kenny and Viet. They're putting on a really, really good show to see all the new hooks and all the new product. And so basically we say three rows. The 100 row, the 800 row, and the 1800 row. How's that?
Yeah, and you can skip the rest.
No, you can't do that. It just makes sure we see everybody.
So Sergio, remind everybody to stop by the Angler Chronicles booth to get the schedule for the Owner Hooks Fishing
correct.
Saltwater Fishing Schools. We've
correct.
Got a list there, and you can even make a reservation right on the spot.
Yes, you can, or if not, you can pick it up at anglerchronicles.com. And remember, it's Angler Chronicles. So the first angler is singular, chronicles, plural. I'm even going to I'll do it. Chronicles. How's that? Chronicles. Angler Chronicles. All right. Anything else, Whitney?
Are we giving away flights?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so we did talk about this. The grand winner. I need a drum roll,
drum
please.
Roll.
Picked a winner, and it's Dennis.
And Dennis from Norwalk. You just got two tickets for you and your wife to take her out. And remember, Dennis, Okay.
Two tickets. They're flights from LAX to Mammoth Lakes on Alaska Airlines, courtesy of Mammoth Lakes Tourism.
Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you his information, and you can get those tickets out to him. Does that be okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Dennis, congratulations. You were chosen by Whitney. All right. Everybody's going back to the Fred Hall Show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it been long or has it been short?
Short.
I think so, too. It went faster than I thought. Very well attended. And in fact, I want to mention that, you know, you brought that up, Jeff, earlier. Back in the 2008, when we everybody suffered a little bit, you know, when the economy shut down, and it's been consistently growing. But this year, it's very, I mean, it's sold out. I mean, space is sold out at the Fred Hall Show very, very early, which was a good indicator. And then Wednesday, the attendance was high. Thursday, it was high. And for a Friday, it was pretty crazy. I can't imagine what it's going to be like the next 2 days.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of people. And I think, you know, talking to them too, you know, everyone's looking to buy boats. They're looking to book fishing trips, you know. So, you know, the fishing, you know, everything's getting better and people are looking to spend some money there.
Yeah. And so no better place to get the season started than the Fred Hall Show.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what? I mean, yeah, we have the Rockfish Opener on March 1st. But it just, see, I like I said last week, even Mother Nature says, no, we're going to rain on you so you can't go out on the ocean. It's all about the Fred Hall Show. Then you can go fishing.
Sergio, I want to add just one little bit of excitement for me. Eric Bent said he had 62-degree water.
Uh-huh.
That spells white sea bass, you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Not only that, but, I mean, you know those calicos got to be flying right now. You know, and I know Mike and Scotty, they're ready. They're going to start pre-fishing here, and I'm sure they're going to be posting up some really beautiful specimens.
We're too busy, Sergio. It's cutting into the fishing time.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. I mean, you know, I miss that, just to go fishing three times a week. But anyway. Okay, folks. So we're almost at the end. Robert, you want to add anything else or the oscillator? Tell me about the oscillator.
It's not the oscillator. Well, it's Vibrator Jig version 3. I got guys coming to the booth every hour asking about it. I won't have it available until the San Diego show, guys.
There you go.
We do have one. I will be happy to show it to you, show you how it runs in the tank. But it's not going to be available for sale until the San Diego show.
I want one that says the oscillator.
Yeah, well, we may do something like that for you.
The oscillator. Sergio's oscillator. That'd be very, very cool. Tony, anything else?
We're excited to see everybody, and we look forward to the Fred Hall. It's a great bit of energy, and some of the new products that are out in the market. I'm really looking forward to showing some more people about the new Owner hooks, the Circle Hook size 6. It's super light, super sharp, and I have yet to lose a fish on it.
Perfect. You got a seminar 11:00 in the morning.
A seminar 11:00 in the morning. The Mammoth area right there as you come in.
Perfect. All right, folks. It's that time of the show. We got to go. We gotta go have breakfast, and then we get to go back to the grind at the Fred Hall Show.
All right, folks, that's the show for this week.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.